Welcome
Welcome to
to
Arsenal
Arsenal Kids
Kids
Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Arsenal Kids Podcast. My name is Maddie. I'm joined by my co-host Ben. And it is great to have you join us for this episode.
Yes, hello listeners, and welcome to episode number 108.
Thanks, Ben. And what are we talking about in Arsenal Kids Podcast this time?
In part one, we're looking at the men's team who are back to winning ways in the Premier League as they played Wolves away at Molineux Stadium.
A game which they won 2-0. And then in part two?
And in part two, we are looking at the women's team who continue their current winning streak in the Super League as they played Leicester City at home at Emirates Stadium.
Where that they won 3-0. Great job to both of our teams, keeping clean sheets.
Yes, that is all to come. But a reminder to you to help us to grow our Arsenal Kids community through liking, reviewing and sharing our podcast with others or following us on social media.
We would love for you to join us on this adventure together.
We would indeed. And we go straight to Molineux Stadium where the game was not even a minute in when Kai Havertz called the Wolves keeper into action after hooking a volley at him. Before Declan Rice had two almost identical efforts from the edge of the box around 5 minutes apart. The first was side-footed straight at the keeper, but the second, when he probably had a little bit better sight of goal, saw him push the ball just wide of the post.
Wolves looked like a side struggled with confidence.
And you can understand why. They are winless in their last 5 matches. But the Gunners, they had our goalkeeper David Raya to thank after making an excellent save to keep the scores level on the half-hour mark. Gomez had nicked the ball of Jakub Kivior, who didn't quite control the bouncing ball in probably the way that he should have. And the attacker moved into the box and from a tight angle, he fired the ball at goal from just a couple of metres out. And his fierce shot looked destined to hit the net before Raya showed amazing reactions to palm the ball onto the post before Ben White hooked it well clear of the area.
Having had the wood work hit in another recent game, this time the Gunners took notice.
They did, because with just a couple of minutes remaining in the first half, we found a way to hit the lead. Bukayo Saka clipped a ball into the area where Gabriel Jesus showed some good strength to hold off the challenge from the defender. And despite being nudged to the ground, he got up and somehow was able to poke the ball into Leandro Trossard's path. Trossard swung a leg at it. And despite slicing it and probably hitting it, as he said, with more toe than he probably envisioned, the ball perfectly kissed the post before nestling into the top corner to hand Arsenal the lead at the interval. It was another top bin strike from our forward.
In the second half, we continued to control the game, but did not create as much chance.
Wolves threw more bodies in the way of our attempts until Havertz tried his luck with the volley, but it was straight at the keeper. Raya was again equal to another Wolves attempt on target on about 65 minutes, but as much as the Gunners might have been more likely to score, until we did, I think I speak for all supporters in that we were all worried, noting it only takes a moment when you are 1 goal in the lead.
But the second goal finally came in stoppage time.
Yes, it did. Declan Rice made a driving run through the midfield, passed to Havertz, who found Odegaard on the overlap on the right-hand side, and his initial attempt at goal was blocked. But then from the tightest of angles, he then had the presence of mind to thread the needle. And he squeezed the ball somehow between the keeper and the near post to find the net and ensure the Gunners return to the top of the Premier League table with just 5 games to go.
And our player of the match is Declan Rice. Rice, Rice, baby. No, 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 Rice, Rice, baby. No, 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 no.
Yes, Arsenal looked better whenever he injected a bit of drive into the play. And while he could have done a little bit better with some of his shots, he really came into his own in the final 20 minutes when he moved forward to the left eight position after Thomas Partey had come onto the field. And his part in the final goal was evidence of his hard work paying off.
And next for the team, Ben?
Not long to wait for. The next game, Maddie, the men's team are back in Premier League action midweek. This time it's a game at home to Chelsea.
Are you going to on another date?
Yes, this time hopefully a date with the top of the Premier League table.
Okay, well, let's leave it there for the team review there in part one. And we'll be right back after this with part number two. Welcome back. And Ben, let's go straight into the women's team win at Emirates Stadium.
Sure thing, Maddie. And probably the thing to note from the starting lineup was Steph Catley starting at left centre half as Ruben Moy was out of action this time around. And it was all about remaining patient at the start. And we've got Manuela Zinsberger in goal to thanks for keeping Arsenal in the tie after she made a full stretch diving save to deny City.
And meant when we scored, we were able to take a one-goal lead.
And it was our number nine, Beth Mead, who opened the scoring, playing a vital role from start to finish. Drifting inside, Mead found Pullover and continued her run into the penalty area before receiving it back from Caitlin Ford. And then Mead lifted the ball over the onrushing keeper to find the back of the net. After our goal, Zinsberger again was at full stretch to deny a long-distance shot from Sam Tierney on our goal that was destined for the top corner until Zinsberger got a palm to it and pushed it away. It was some top keeping from our number one in this game, meaning that the scores remained 1-0 as the team went into the break.
There was then a special and emotive moment.
There was, as not long after the restart, Frieda Mornum returned to action for the first time since she collapsed in the final of the Conti Cup last month, and the crowd responded accordingly.
But then Russo doubled our lead in style.
Yes, Russo pressing high and centrally. Steph Catley won the ball back just ahead of our halfway line, and then she went on a driving and surging run towards goal before teeing up Russo, who drilled the ball low and hard into the bottom left corner, pretty much making the game safe. And then if there was still any worry of us taking the 3 points, they were put to bed when Beth Mead made it 3-0 for the Gunners with another smart finish after Russo's header from literally point blank range was stopped and the ball bobbled around the box. Beth Mead was quickest to react, chipping it over the keeper to score again and ensure we got the 3 points.
It means we will be playing the Champions League next season.
It does. The win means that Arsenal remain in third place on the Women's Super League table, and because of other results, third is the lowest that we can possibly finish this season. And so the Gunners have therefore qualified for the UEFA Women's Champions League again for next season.
And our play of the match is Beth Mead! Yeah!
Hard to go past Meado, who has now scored 6 goals to date at Emirates Stadium, but she's also moved up the Women's Super League all-time scoring charts to third, and her performance on the wing again in this game was simply superb.
And next for the team, Ben?
Well, we're coming towards the end of the season with only 3 games left to play. And next up, the Gunners play Everton away from home on this coming weekend.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up for this episode. Thanks again for joining us at Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Before we sign off, we want to express our gratitude to you for your continued support. If you haven't already, follow, like, and subscribe so you don't miss us in the future. Your love for the beautiful game is what fuels our passion.
And we would love for you to spread the word about Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Yes, please share our podcast with other Arsenal kids you know and help us to grow this amazing community together.
We hope to join you back in the pitch again soon.
Keep the spirit of the game alive, and until next time.
Goodbye.